This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Welcome to Curating Boise, the podcast that celebrates the hustlers and the shakers, the ones that took the short route of being their own creative boss right away, or the ones that left their corporate jobs, like me, your host, Catherine Wojcik. Hey, this is Catherine with Curating Boise. Today is our day to, you know, hit our podcasts and talk to someone on my radar that I think is pretty cool and pretty nifty here in the good city of Boise. And today I've got Ashley Dreyfus of Dreyfus Art. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi.
It's nice to be here.
I know. I'm so excited about this one because, well, for many, many reasons. And, you know, before I forget, I can't forget about my little co-host here, my pal.
Oh, hi.
Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, everyone likes Jay's voice on here.
Oh, thanks.
I always get that, like, is that Jay?
He's got a
nice voice. So anyway, here we are today. Normally we bust out our local beers and whatnot, but today Jay and I are amped up on coffee.
Coffee.
And Ashley just came from her shift over at Push and Pour.
Yes.
Yeah. So she, I don't know, do you drink a lot of coffee?
Oh my God.
Well, too much.
I've kept it to 2 cups a day, but I still have to keep it, you know, pretty
they're
minimal.
They're probably good cups.
Always.
Yeah.
Yes. Those pour overs.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, hopefully we'll get Lucas on here too at some point.
Oh, you got it.
On the podcast, but we are drinking, I'm having a chai.
Dirty chai.
Yeah, dirty chai.
From Flying M.
Which
you've worked with before too, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I just finished up having an art show over there last month.
Nice.
But yeah, I've done lots of things with Flying M at this point.
I think it's the best coffee around. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, classic.
Good. Well, we're excited to have you, Ashley. I know I've met your mom a couple times actually too, which I like. I like meeting the moms and the dads and the stuff behind the young artists or entrepreneurs, makers,
definitely
cool cats in this place. So what I wanted to talk to you, well, first when I came back to Boise, because we were gone for a good little chunk of years as well, made our way back, is I started noticing this beautiful, colorful art that is around town. And my initial thought was, wow, it's chunky. It's chunky art, you know, but colorful. And so it was very interesting to me because you get used to just seeing like specific lines or of artists or, you know, the way they draw. And I was very enamored with, like I said, the kind of like the chunkiness and roundness of the art, right?
Definitely.
And very colorful. You've got beautiful orange hair, and I think that suits you because of your colorful art, right?
Oh, very much. I try to incorporate as much color as I can within my wardrobe.
Nice.
Every day is an occasion to dress up. That's kind of like my motto.
Oh, that's nice.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So what I did notice on your art, whether it's, you know, on the side of the wall or whether it's, you know, at an art show or we're at Maven, right? Your stuff down in the bottom. Now it's just Kate with Mullet Proof. Is the one particular character stands out to me, and it's your alter ego, the blue guy.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about
where does he live?
Yeah, where does he live, right?
Well,
let's talk about that.
Yeah, my alter ego characters are a reflection of myself and the way that I perceive the world. And so it's with equality and seeing the world like with no gender or identity. It's just people living their life and being happy all the time.
Okay, so that I was actually telling Jay earlier, I said as I was going through your Instagram and I was looking at your art and, you know, reading up on you pretty intensely over the last week, is outside of the colors, there is no gender to the art.
Definitely.
Right? So it could be a he, it could be a they, it could be whatever,
it's
right?
It's all of us,
it's
I think.
It's an all of us, right?
Yeah. It's just something that everyone can enjoy and pick up and identify with. And so, yeah, like the name itself came after I started drawing the characters. I came up with it one day and just became obsessed with drawing that same character over and over again. And so, yeah, I just identified that with myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
You know, people just call him Dreyfus, and Dreyfus, I don't mind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's up to you to name him if you want, and if other people want to identify with the particular drawing that you did and call him something, that's
definitely
great.
Identify. I think a lot of people do identify with just the whole mindset and the ambiguity of it, but the positivity of it too. You know, that's what I love about a lot of your pieces around town is they bring a lot of color and a lot of like hope, you know, to the community, and that's what I really appreciate. Like, where does that come from? Do you find inspiration from somewhere specific?
Well, for me, I'm a very optimistic person. And so when I'm creating murals or large scale pieces that are seen by a lot of people, I, of course, want it to translate that way, too. Yeah. And so I'm a big advocate for things like mental health, stigma, also, again, just like being happy and being surrounded by positivity all the time. And so, yeah, I'm glad that it kind of translates that way to the public eye when somebody walks up to like a mural or a piece of my art.
Oh, it's
a
beautiful
contrast too. Good to like, you know, type of a mountain town that Boise is. It can kind of be rugged and very sharp angled and lined. And it's nice to see free flowing figures, you know, and very bright colors out of that too.
Yeah. I mean, when I see the blue guy holding some flowers, I always go, oh, he's happy.
Brightens your day.
She's happy. They're happy. Everyone's happy. Yeah, I think, you know, and your art is so bright and so beautiful. The one of my favorite ones is, looks like it was a Halloween one that you did. He was dressed in a ghost one, and then it was, a dog or a cat that also had the little ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love that one. So I'm going to have to go back to that one and see if I can buy that somewhere. Anyway, so, all right, so we talked about your, like, blue guy. Is there another color character that you see pop up?
Oh, definitely.
Very frequent. Is there something about those?
Yeah. Okay. So around January of last year, I was working with the Idaho Lottery, and they brought up that they would like me to create a new character that would be involved with this project. And so then I kind of disciplined myself to sit down and create a character that was like the alter ego's friend. And so that is now the imaginary friend of the alter ego.
Oh my gosh.
Which many
so
people
good.
Don't like ask about it these days. Yeah. They're just kind of like, oh, it's just
a new person.
It's a new person. There. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I love about it. It's like they just coincide together. And I love that sort of integrated into my style after working on that project.
Do you find that you have like a cast of characters that you work with consistently?
Well, what I'm hoping to do is maybe create a new character every so often. So then eventually I have like a family of characters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. To keep things exciting and to just be able to like show something new to people. But also for myself.
Of course. Yeah. Different sides of you,
always.
Right?
Yeah.
I noticed on there is, if maybe I'm going to get this wrong, the non blue guy and the other ones, is there something called Friendly Monsters or something Monsters? Is there, you have something titled like that?
There's so many pieces.
I know you do, but I was wondering the monsters because everything's so friendly. You know, monster, by nature of the word, is terrifying to little ones or whatever. But friendly monsters, so I was trying to, like, look through the photos and see if they were, you know, relating to some of the other animal characters that you had, you know, in back of the blue, with the blue guy.
Yeah, I mean, just my characters in general, like, When I was growing up, like, I always loved, like, looking at fictional books, just cartoons. I loved watching, like, Cartoon Network. And so I always viewed, like, these sort of fictional characters as, like, my friends. Yeah. And so, yeah, like, when I started creating my art, it's like they almost are this, like, creature that exists in a secondary world.
Right.
But yet, again,
that's
like,
so cool.
Yeah, people are able to understand it and feel like these monsters or whatever they want right. them to be are just, like, a part of them.
Yeah. I mean, I admire artists. Jay is, you know, a fantastic painter. You, of course, too. I get so just amazed, and I'm always in awe of people that can put a vision on a paper and add color to it and make it something that draws you in. So, you know, that's what your stuff does for sure. I mean, it makes, I think, people, when they look at it, like, kind of,
yeah, and you guys started pretty early. How early did you start drawing as a kid?
As early as I could remember. Yeah. It's just been a part of me my entire life. And so when I turned 18, I just decided that college wasn't right for me. And so I just wanted to directly go out into, like, the community and start pursuing art in whatever capacity that could be.
So where'd you get started? What were some of your first pieces?
Oh, man. Well, so I have to credit Freak Alley Gallery.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, so shout out to them. Yeah.
I was given this big wall in the dirt parking lot over there, and so I was just told that I could do whatever I want with it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It still stands to this day, which is so cool.
Yeah that's amazing.
When you first got that, was there a bit of apprehension, or was there, like, a nervousness there?
Never. No. Anytime I have an opportunity to go out and create art, it's just it's second nature to me.
That's amazing.
Especially on a big canvas, like a big old wall, and, like, go for
that's
it.
That's brave.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it just resonated with me, and it was something I knew I've wanted to do, like, my entire life. And so it was just there for me. And that was
perfect. You certainly have a gift for it, yeah.
Well, so that's kind of, like, what Curating Boise is about. It's about the movers and the shakers and the people that, like, took different routes than the traditional, you know, pounded out in college. Like, I'm a huge advocate of, you know, one or two, you know, a couple years maybe, like, at a JC or doing, you know, just to kind of get that secondary part in there. We talked about that a little bit, Jay, on a couple podcasts ago, you know, because when you're in high school, you have to be there every single day. But then when you go to college, it's kind of, like, on you, helps you kind of, like, get a little discipline. But there's people like you and, you know, my daughters that opted not to go that route.
I never felt like college was a good fit for me. I mean, I tried a couple years at community college. I did a few, like, trade specialty things here and there, but it never fit. And you too, right? You just never felt like it was a match.
Definitely. Well, I did try. I went to CWI just for half a semester.
Okay. Wow. And, long stint.
I know. Yeah. I just found that I was always having a deficit towards, like, math, reading, writing.
Yeah.
And that was only because I'm such a visual person.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, when I was in school, that just wasn't really provided for me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when I was, like, 18, I just was like, I want to go get a real job and experience, like, the real life, but also just teach myself how to do, like, digital art and paint murals and go out and talk to people.
Yeah.
So that was almost college in its own way for me.
Oh, gosh, for sure. I think everyone learns so much when they're working on it on their own.
Yeah, it's kind of school.
No matter what age.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But how was your support structure to go through that? Were your parents supportive, your friends?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, so my mom and I moved down here together when I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
And we actually still co-rent a house together.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah, so she is basically my manager and just the person that's always supported me since the very get-go.
She's amazing.
Oh, she's wonderful.
I've met her a couple times and had some little conversations about, oh, our daughters, you know, like, what do they do? You know, oh, yeah, you support. And it's amazing. I think it's both of you guys benefit from each other, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, like, I would have done it no matter what, but I just knew that when she was there for me, everything just, like, fell into place. And I knew that I could be more confident in myself.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Right on.
Amazing.
So when we're talking about Freak Alley, that makes me think about other commission work that you've done. You've done commission work for Urban Outfitters.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Was that a good one?
Oh my gosh. Fun? Definitely. How cool is that? Well, I used to work for Urban Outfitters actually.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I wouldn't even imagine that one.
Yeah. So I mean,
coffee. Yeah. But
thinking back to like, you know, little 19-year-old Ashley who was like looking at the graphic tees every day and folding them. Like,
Dwayne, these are terrible. I'm going to put my art on them.
Yeah. I mean, I just could only imagine that that would have been an opportunity for me. And then flash forward to working at Push and Pour my first year. These guys came in and they talked to me and they told me they were from an agency out in LA. And they were brought to the coffee shop because they saw one of their friends wearing my shirt.
Oh my gosh.
So they were looking for me.
That's amazing.
Was so crazy. So now we have a great partnership and it's just so cool to be able to have my work literally nationally.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The next one I'll touch on is Pandora. So that's the art on the side of Atlas.
Yeah. Right? Formerly. They unfortunately painted it over, that's okay.
Jerks. That's okay. We like the Atlas bar.
Oh yeah. No, that one was also very random.
Yeah.
It was a Instagram DM one day and then a phone call. And then 3 months later, I was standing in front of that giant 20-foot wall and I had 5 days to work on that mural.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was
just nice.
Super cool to make that happen. And of course, like bring more color to the city.
Oh, totally. All right. So the next one I was telling Jay earlier, I have no clue who these people are. But he asked me if I knew who Grateful Dead was, and I said yes. So, Fish.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The better version of Grateful Dead is Fish.
What'd you do with Fish?
Better little bubble.
Wow, yeah. So, I made 2 t-shirt designs for them last year, and that just blew my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
That was, like, the biggest thing that I feel like I've ever done in my life.
And you're, like, a rock star. Like, you're just, like, that. I mean, this is, like, this is cool shit.
It's the coolest shit ever, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean... Yeah, I can't believe it.
Rock stars.
Yeah. And then, of course, your middle school that you live down the block from. You also have some stuff there, right? Or did they paint over that too?
Well, so that wasn't my own middle school. That was, it was Hillside.
Okay.
And one of the teachers reached out to me and I've done a couple different t-shirt designs for them. So I really love working on like merchandise designs alongside like the digital work and the mural work.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that brings us to the biggest one, your most recent one, right? Are you tired of talking about this yet?
Never.
Okay.
Oh my God. I think I've done like 5 interviews about it.
Oh my gosh. Well, this was the most amazing thing that I saw. Yeah. So for our listeners out there that are maybe tuning in because you want to know more about this cool Ashley Dreyfuss, she was just the winner, the number one winner.
Number one.
Correct? Number one winner.
How many contestants? How many people entered?
I think 4,000 plus.
Yeah.
I know you know the number.
I think it was like 4,200 is what I read.
Yeah.
No. 4,200.
Wow. So wild.
So 4,200, 13 states, 18 cities. And you were number one, my dear, out of all of that. And you were selected as a number one artist to have their art on PBR cans.
Yep,
Pabst Blue Ribbon. And you are on 30 million cans. 30 million.
And for someone who doesn't drink, that's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. Yeah, you don't drink and you're on a beer can.
Yeah.
I've been looking for them. Now I found out I can go to the Neuralux, though.
Oh, so they'll be out in October, actually.
Okay. Oh, in October. Okay,
oh, yeah,
good.
They'll be on every store shelf imaginable.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I love PBR.
So how'd you get entered?
I love cold
you did
PBR.
Like a drawing every day for 365, right? Is that, and that's how you got involved in the Pabst Blue Ribbon? You just submitted something?
Well, so yeah, these are two completely separate things.
Okay.
I'll quickly explain my 365 project if you
sure.
want.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's pretty much how I taught myself digital art all around was, again, when I was 18, I just decided one day I was going to like take on YouTube by myself, like a cheap tablet and hook it into the computer I had at the time. And I simply learned like Photoshop and Illustrator and how to create like merchandise design. And so, yeah, my challenge was to sit down, draw something, and then post it to Instagram. And so that was like my portfolio for myself. And so eventually, that's how I developed my style, my characters, and literally everything that you see today.
Wow.
That's discipline too, though.
It really is. Yeah. And I never would have thought that I would commit to something like that.
Wow.
So it's really cool to, you know, be in my fourth year of doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were days that were hard to continue.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But I mean, it's a routine, like very second nature. Again,
okay,
I always find time for myself to doodle something, no matter what it is. It's always just for myself.
So it's just any little piece of art, whether it's just like, you know, small, it's not a large.
A napkin or,
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Like I have no parameters, but that's good. It's primarily digital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the amazing thing about YouTube and, you know, the internet we have these days is like you can literally go out, like kids can go out and learn anything they want for free, basically, you know, and to have that resource at your fingertips. Like that was, you said your main tool is Illustrator.
Well, so at this point, I bought myself an iPad last year. Uh-huh. But before that, my whole process was I had a sketchbook that I'd carry around in my tote bag and I'd literally draw something just whenever I was feeling it, mm-hmm. take it home, scan it on my printer, into my computer, and then use Photoshop to do all the coloring. Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, now I'm just able to take it on the go and be remote anywhere I want, which is great.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know, that's where my brain stops. I mean, I get creative like with, you know, charcuterie and cheese and junk, but I mean, trying to figure out how to draw, it'd be a stick figure for sure. And not much of anything. So that's super impressive. I think that, that kind of mental discipline and probably a little emotion too, because it's, you know, you're putting yourself out there into it, right?
Always.
Into your art. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's natural just to like sit down and draw because that's all I think about 24/7. But there are definitely days where it's harder and you feel like you're thinking inside the box a little bit. Yeah. But I mean, you just got to keep going with it. And yeah, eventually you break out of that and just feel very good and natural. And it's very gratifying too, of course.
Oh, yeah. So I want to just touch back really quick on the PBR cans, because I read that they will be locally, of course, in the grocery stores. I'm sure everyone will be clamoring. Every grocery store will be out of PBR, guaranteed. for sure. And the one guy at my Albertsons Marketplace, actually, this is pretty weird, but the guy like knows me because I buy my Veltins there, and I was going through the PBR and goes, whoa, wait a minute, your Veltins. And I'm like, okay, dude, back off. Don't follow me around here. You're making me.
He knows what you buy.
I know. Yeah. That's so sad. But anyway, now you're telling me October, so that's a good thing to look. But I did see locally, as far as a venue or a bar, they'll be at Neuralux.
Oh, well, yeah. I highlighted Neuralux of all the bars, just since that's where all the cool people go.
The cool people do go there. Oh, I've been there once. That doesn't make me cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll call it.
Yeah.
No, it's a good place. It's a good space.
Definitely. Yeah. But I bet you'll be able to see them at every single bar downtown. So
well, I will tell you, I mean, of course, it's not Neuralux, but Broadway Bar, which happens to be across the street from my shop and Eric's shop.
Oh, yeah.
They have a Broadway special there, a tall PBR and a shot of whiskey for $4. Not that we want to throw your beautiful art out there for $4, but that might be something we got to work on that one.
Oh,
we got to do something
very
with that.
Into it. There must be a big celebration.
There must. We got to like have you there, maybe with some of your art. I don't know. I like Broadway Bar personally. So does Jay.
So when you were getting into the PBR thing, did you, you know, going through the process
Jay
of
skipped
it.
Right over that.
PBR is not my favorite. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm going to buy a six pack and keep it on the shelf.
Yeah, there you go.
Art. Too kind.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, how'd you get involved in that? You don't drink yourself. And you know, you just submitted a design for a contest, like, and we're hoping for it.
Yeah. So, again, just very random. They host their contest every single year. And so I believe this is their 10th year doing it.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. So, yeah, I just submitted. This was my second time doing that. And first time I didn't even hear back. But yeah.
Shame on them.
And then you see your name kind of rising in the ranks as it goes.
Oh, man. Yeah. So first being announced in the top 25 was like unreal, like by itself. Just a side note, they actually commission all 25 artists that were in the top 25. So that's just a win-win for everybody.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's great.
And then, you know, top five rolled around and I just was like, you know, mind blown.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Then, yeah, down the road, found out that it was the winning design. And yeah, just still to
unbelievable.
This day,
what prompted you to submit to that one?
Yeah. So for me, I've always just loved seeing like colorful beer cans, like pretty much any merchandise designing or anything like that. When you walk into a store, that's what pretty much prompts me to buy it. Right. Yeah. So I just threw caution to the wind and I was like, I feel really passionate about designing something.
Yeah.
And yeah, like the design itself is depicting.
It's really cool. It's like stay at home. Yeah. You know, just kind of hanging out with your dog, with your pets and just chilling.
Yeah, exactly. It was just myself like highlighting my time during the pandemic and what I did at home.
Something we can all relate to, you know? Exactly. Just, what are you doing? You're just hanging out, enjoying a PBR.
Yeah.
Well, not you, Jay, but others.
Come on.
But others.
It's okay, Jay. It's okay, Jay.
You don't have to like PBR.
Next week, we're having PBRs, son.
You just had one today, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Poor Jay, I'm throwing him under the bus today. He's going to be like, don't ask me back.
It was Eric's fault.
I'm going to say no. No, but all right. So I think that's really cool. I know I saw some of the other art that won too, and all of you guys are so talented. And I don't know the age of the other people, but I mean, do you happen to know if they were like in your age group or if they're older or?
I'm actually unsure, but a lot of the people that were in like the top rankings were some of my friends. And we were all just talking back and forth during the contest. Gosh.
Yeah. Was there you guys rooting each other on and kind of?
Always. Yeah, That's great. Mean, I love Instagram so much for that reason. I've just connected with so many amazing people that I feel like I could have friendships with in real life down the road.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely use social media as a tool and, you know, don't abuse it. But of course, it's very easy to like doom scroll all the time.
It's a funnel that you get sucked into.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Are there any other artists that inspire you that are maybe not from this time?
Yeah. We've heard you got an inspiration from, you know, Keith Haring is a pretty blaring inspiration for you.
Absolutely.
And I see a lot of that like positivity, that bounciness that Keith Haring had.
Yeah.
But then you've got, you know, really bright colors as well. Where do you get some other inspiration from?
Oh man. Well, I have to say like Peter Max, who designed all the artwork for Yellow Submarine, but also was just a very prominent artist in like the late 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Of course, Andy Warhol. Just the way that they put themselves out there too. That's very inspirational to me in its own way.
We found a way to take all of that and kind of make it timeless in a way too.
Definitely.
You know, a lot of those really speak to the decade that they were created in.
Very much. Yeah. It's very simple, but yet it gets the point across and it can resonate with anybody. Also wanted to mention like Hayao Miyazaki, who created all the Studio Ghibli movies.
I have two daughters that are obsessed with Ghibli movies.
Yep. Yeah, we've got all of them on DVD.
Yeah. That's great.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of like side onlookers here today in our studio while we're recording. My daughter Reagan and her girlfriend Jolie.
Hello.
Did you guys have any questions? I can pop the mic that way very easily. Any questions you want to ask Ashley? Anything at all? What about you, Julie?
Julie actually has been following you for like.
Here, wait, years. Wait, Reagan, let's do this.
Okay. I didn't know. So Catherine was just like, oh yeah, we're interviewing this girl, Ashley. And we're like, okay, we'll like stop by and listen. And then you said your character's name was Dreyfus. And I was like, why do I know that name? And then they started talking more about your murals and stuff. And I was like, oh, like I know her. I follow her. Yeah, that's awesome.
I see
your stuff like everywhere. Everyone's always sharing your posts and stuff. It's really awesome.
Thank you.
So I don't have any questions. I just wanted to say that.
I super appreciate that.
Well, it's hard not to when it's so positive.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool that people see my stuff everywhere because, of course, I post things and I never know like where they're going to go. I'm mostly creating at my house and I never feel like the art's going to leave the walls of my house.
Right. Do you have a section of your house that's kind of dedicated to your inspo or your own stuff that you go back and reflect on or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm very fortunate. I have basically a second living room. And so what I've done is I have a couple desks back there and I've literally hung up all of my friends' artwork, just plastered it to the wall above my desks.
Oh,
and
nice.
So that's really where I work every single day. and get all of my inspiration because I'm just surrounded by all of my friends all the time.
That's good.
Do you typically sketch stuff out by hand first and then go to digital or do it straight to Illustrator?
Yeah. So at this point, again, I just have an iPad. So I've just been sketching in Procreate, app. Yeah, yeah. So super simple, but then that's pretty much where everything happens. And then eventually if it's like a commission project, then like Illustrator is great for, like cleaning up your lines and stuff like that.
Procreate's my livelihood. Yeah,
yeah, I love it. I love
So how is it with, maybe I shouldn't even ask, but like commission work for you? Are you like really booked right now? Do you have anything out there?
What are you working on coming
Oh, man.
Can you share anything?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, actually, at this time next week, I'm flying down to San Antonio, Texas to paint a mural for Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, my God.
That's
CPPR. Nice.
How big?
It's 25 feet across and 9 feet tall. Yeah, Ashley. So it'll be my first solo trip.
Yeah. Oh, you're not taking mom. Mom's not going to go.
I'm taking her with me.
No one to video. Well, I'm sure they'll video you and do their thing.
Oh, of course. Gosh. And yeah, I mean, that's I can find my way. But yeah.
Wow.
So that's one thing I've been looking forward to. But also this week, I am going to paint a mural in the North End, kind of in Hyde Park.
Okay, good.
And paint on the side of someone's shed. So I'm super stoked to dust off the rust and start painting again instead of just sticking to that digital stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to get your hands on a brush and actually spread some paint around. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know you probably feel like that too, right? Sometimes, Jay, maybe if you're working smaller, it's kind of nice to get out there.
I have a corner of my living room that's just, that's dad's corner.
Yeah.
You know, it always smells like paint in the house.
Kids are like, woo!
In between like dinner and everything else. Yeah.
I'm nice. Kidding, so. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, everyone's got to have their creative space.
Yeah, it doesn't quite do the trick with an iPad and a pencil, you know?
No, I definitely agree. And sometimes you feel confined to that little box, too. So you got to constantly move around to different mediums to be able to, you know, stay inspired.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, goals or aspirations? Like, is there a building in town that you would just...
Good question,
Jay. Building you'd love to decorate?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, of course. I don't have anything specific, but anytime like a large wall is becoming open to me, like I'll, of course, just manifest it.
My favorite one, I think, is the one, I think, near Hops and Bottles. Is that on 13th?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's okay to ask her for help? Is that what is it?
Yeah, I believe it says that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I haven't driven by there in a little bit. But yeah.
How did that one come about?
Yeah, so actually, Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline had a little campaign for artists around town, and so you probably will see like a bunch of mural paintings and also Sector 17 painted a big one. But they had artists pick off of a list of quotes and they wanted to spread positivity around town. And so I was able to go paint
couldn't
on
the... Couldn't have asked for anybody better.
Right? Oh, yeah. Bubbly personality and super... Yeah.
That's 100% me. So yeah, when I was asked to work on that project, it was just 100%.
Okay.
Like, I'm there for it.
Yeah. That one, I drive by quite a bit. And it's always just a little bright spot when you drive by. It makes you smile.
Yeah. And it's a great message, too.
It is.
You know, right now, especially coming out of the pandemic, you know, we saw... You know, suicide rates go up a little bit last year, especially people being home, not to like make this a downer or anything like that. But it's a very important thing out there. We need to be aware of mental wellness in general. And I think seeing that it might provoke that one person to be like, I do need help. And
well, it's nice to have, you know, that be that such a positive image and such a beautiful, brightly colored image.
Totally.
Be a proponent for that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's fabulous.
Yeah. That's, again, something that I truly believe in. And when I use social media, that's why I love creating pieces that have a lot of positive quotations.
Mm-hmm.
Because as people are using social media a lot, maybe they're scrolling and they see that. And it puts their best foot forward for their day and makes them feel a little bit better and less alone in the world.
Yeah. So I wanted to touch a little bit, too, on my friend Kate, who owns Mullet Proof, about the space down there that you guys kind of share a little bit, right, for your art in her space? Yeah.
So we've got three gals down there cutting hair and dyeing hair, and then I've taken over. We've got, like, a little back office area, and I'm actually learning how to tattoo right now.
Okay, I was telling Jay that you were wanting to be a tattooist.
Yeah.
Our mutual friend Chris just got tattooed by you.
Oh,
one of the first. Yeah, he was honored.
Yeah. Might have to be Reagan's first tattoo. Come back to Boise.
How's that transition from a brush to a tattoo gun?
So it's been incredible. I mean, it's, again, something I've dreamed of doing, like, since I was younger and since I got my first tattoo when I was 18. Yeah. So, yeah, like, picking up a tattoo machine has been quite difficult, like anything that you are trying to learn from square one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so actually I share my space with my mentor, and his name is Nick Hill.
Nice.
He's been tattooing.
Shout out to Nick.
Yeah, shout out to Nick.
Nick Hill.
Yeah, he's been tattooing for 8 years, and so I'm honored to be his, like, one and only apprentice.
That's great.
He's such a good guy, too.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, I mean, it's just super cool. And also, I feel like I'm going to get to meet, like, a lot of incredible people this practice and eventually travel. So,
I can't wait. It's a cool space down there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kate's amazing. I love her.
Yeah, we definitely can't wait to host maybe some artist gatherings, art shows, and just make it more of a community-minded space again. Yeah, like Maven was before.
Yeah, Maven. I know. I had Bridget on. Yeah, RIP for sure. I had Bridget on here a few ago, and we talked a good, nice amount of time about Maven. Some doors open, doors close, and then other doors open too. So,
I think Bridget is such an incredible influence on the art community. Again, I wouldn't be here, like, doing what I'm doing today if she hadn't offered me an art show. When I was first beginning to decide, like, that I was going to be an artist.
Yeah, so, Bridget, Garden City Projects.
Literally, Garden City Projects, yeah.
She had a great space.
Yeah, I had my very first art show in Boise back at Garden City Projects back in, like, February of 2017. And, yeah, just changed my life and lit this fire in me that I just wanted to keep going with it.
That's awesome. Great.
Yeah, so incredible individual. And I'm so thankful to have her in my life.
She's a good one, for sure.
That's, like, a pretty common theme here in Boise. You know, a lot of people just really, we want to see each other succeed and we want to see each other thrive. And especially if it has to do with uplifting your community and, you know, really promoting positivity, which you guys do really well.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, that's definitely something that I hope to do in the future, is help uplift other voices, inspire younger people to go out and just do art if they want to, not really listen to anyone else's judgment or opinions about it. Yeah, just love what you do and feel gratified by the art that you create.
Has any of the schools reached out to you about coming in and talking to their classes? Because I'm listening to you right now and I'm thinking, damn.
Yeah.
I would, if my kid came home and said, oh my gosh, mom, they'd probably say older lady came in because they're so little, but with bright, beautiful hair, talked about art. I mean, I think kids would be so stoked to, like, hear
it's a message
talk.
They need to hear.
Absolutely.
You know,
has anyone approached you?
Well, I actually went and talked to my former AP art teacher's class
awesome.
At Boise High School a few years back, but I would love to do that again here in the future.
Well, good.
That's something I'm very
passionate
about.
Have you thought about working with your high school, with Boise High?
You know, I haven't thought about that, but I mean, if it were an open space to me, I would be very interested in the future. Yeah. I hope that, like, one day I could maybe open, like, my own space that is, like, free to everybody and help teach, like, kids different art mediums or digital art and just have that outlet for everybody. Yeah, we'll see.
Wow.
Lots of time.
Well, that's great. Well, if there's any, like, teachers out there listening to this podcast, you know, this is the one to pick up. Yeah, for sure. Gosh, that would be amazing. I just think that would be so cool.
Yeah, Ashley's going to create the first, like, art teacher compound.
Yes.
The creative youth of Boise.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you want? Is there anything that maybe some that we don't know about you here in Boise that kind of maybe kept and you'd like people to know about you?
Oh, man. I've,
one thing. It doesn't even have to be. I don't know.
So much.
Yeah, we have covered a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Just anything. What's your favorite drink that you have at Push and Pour? What's the one thing you drink all the time?
It's your coffee.
Oh,
besides
yeah.
just coffee. But what's your go-to?
Oh, definitely like a matcha with some oat milk. That's always a good one.
Oh, you know, I tried
maybe
that for
like
the first
chai.
Time.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I didn't really, I couldn't go for that fresh cut green grass taste too much.
Oh, yeah, it definitely differs.
It's a little different for me.
Yeah, whatever coffee shop you go to, it's going to taste a little different.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Maybe I'll give it another go. Oh, no, we'll try. Well, Ashley, this has been a lot of fun. I've been really looking forward to this.
Me too.
I will tell you, I was slightly nervous about this podcast because creatively, I'm not an artist in that form. So I really had to I was going through all your information as much as I could for quite a while. And so thank you for saying yes to being on my podcast.
Thank you.
I feel very, very honored to have had you. And Jay?
Yeah, big fan for sure. Yeah.
Likewise. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And both of you. Yeah.
He was really excited.
Well, can't wait to see what you do in North End and any other projects around town hopefully soon. And I'm sure you'll be sharing a lot of your trip to Texas as well.
Always. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see that one.
Where can people find you? Like, what's your Instagram?
Yeah, tell us your Instagram.
And all that?
Yeah. So my Instagram is at dreyfus.art. And then my website is just dreyfusart.com.
All right.
And you've got a shop on both of those. And yeah, I've got my shopping cart full a few times.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on to Curating Boise, which you definitely do. And just thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your positivity and keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, thanks everyone for listening to Curating Boise. And yeah, if you're not a couple beers deep after this one, go to the fridge and grab another one. Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in. Hope you guys like what you heard. If you want to listen to more episodes, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. To see how I'm doing my part in curating Boise, check out my Instagrams at SavoryN, that's the letter N, Sweet Inc., and at Salvage Sisters and Son. Tune in next week. Peace.